Chapter 6. The Daily Holocaust. The Lord said to Moses, "Give Aaron and his sons the following command. This is the ritual for holocausts. The holocaust is to remain on the hearth of the altar all night until the next morning, and the fire is to be kept burning on the altar. The priest, clothed in his linen robe and wearing linen drawers on his body, shall take away the ashes to which the fire has reduced the holocaust on the altar, and lay them at the side of the altar. Then, having taken off these garments and put on other garments, he shall carry the ashes to a clean place outside the camp. The fire on the altar is to be kept burning. It must not go out. Every morning the priest shall put firewood on it. On this he shall lay out the holocaust and burn the fat of the peace offerings. The fire is to be kept burning continuously on the altar. It must not go out. Daily cereal offering. This is the ritual of the cereal offering. One of Aaron's sons shall first present it before the Lord, in front of the altar. Then he shall take from it a handful of its fine flour and oil, together with all the frankincense that is on it, and this he shall burn on the altar as its token offering, a sweet-smelling oblation to the Lord. The rest of it Aaron and his sons may eat, but it must be eaten in the form of unleavened cakes and in a sacred place. In the court of the meeting tent they shall eat it. It shall not be baked with leaven. I have given it to them as their portion from the oblations of the Lord. It is most sacred, like the sin offering and the guilt offering. All the male descendants of Aaron may partake of it as their rightful share in the oblations of the Lord, perpetually throughout your generations. Whatever touches the oblations becomes sacred." The Lord said to Moses, "This is the offering that Aaron and his sons shall present to the Lord on the day he is anointed. 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour for the established cereal offering, half in the morning and half in the evening. It shall be well kneaded and fried in oil on a griddle when you bring it in. Having broken the offering into pieces, you shall present it as a sweet-smelling oblation to the Lord. Aaron's descendant who succeeds him as the anointed priest shall do likewise. This is a perpetual ordinance. For the Lord the whole offering shall be burned. Every cereal offering of a priest shall be a whole burnt offering. It may not be eaten." Sin offerings. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is the ritual for sin offerings. At the place where holocausts are slaughtered, there also, before the Lord, shall the sin offering be slaughtered. It is most sacred. The priest who presents the sin offering may partake of it, but it must be eaten in a sacred place, in the court of the meeting tent. Whatever touches its flesh shall become sacred. If any of its blood is spilled on a garment, the stained part must be washed in a sacred place. A clay vessel in which it has been cooked shall thereafter be broken. If it is cooked in a bronze vessel, this shall be scoured afterward and rinsed with water. All the males of the priestly line may partake of the sin offering, since it is most sacred. But no one may partake of any sin offering of which some blood has been brought into the meeting tent to make atonement in the sanctuary. Such an offering must be burned up in the fire.